Well, Phil, 64 from you. I think if anyone had suggested you'd get 187 as a team away from home in a 2020 game, you would have taken that. But you were blown away by an explosive Worcestershire batting lineup, and particularly Tom Coler-Codmore with 127 runs.
Yeah, I would say it's probably one of the best things I've seen for a while. I think Bairstow did one a couple of years ago, which was fantastic, but that was clearly strong hitting, and it was his day today. We couldn't really keep him quiet, and once he got going, he took us to the cleaners a bit.
He had a go very early on in the power play when you have the fielding restrictions in place. His 50 was the second fastest against Durham, and then he went on to get the highest score in a T20 against Durham. There's only three players ever got past 100, and he's left the other two behind.
Yeah, I think the power play was crucial. I think we got off to a pretty good start in our power play, but once one guy gets in and takes a liking to a couple of guys, it's exciting to watch. But being the bowler is not very exciting.
What was said at half time? I mean, was it a case of scoreboard pressure and it was unrescuable, or did you think, you know, if we get off to a decent score, maybe we could do what they've done to us?
Yeah, I think you just go out there. We knew it was going to be a tough challenge. But we've got some big hitters in our lineup, and Rocky hit it well, and then we've got Clarkie coming in behind. So we got some big hitters. So we thought if we get close, with about five to go, we might have a chance. But we just lost a few too many wickets at their crucial stages.
Got to feel sorry for Barry McCarthy. His 2020 debut today, it was the most expensive spell by a Durham bowler in this competition. And 3 days ago, he was the hero, wasn't he, against Lancashire, turned the game on its head.
It was funny because after he finished his four overs, I said, "Welcome to 2020 cricket, lad." But yeah, it's been a tough day for Baz, and Cadmore took him down a little bit. But I think he'll come back stronger for that. I think it's his T20 debut, and I think you'll learn a lot from that.
I mean, it's one of the cruelest forms of sport, isn't it, 2020, if you're on the wrong end? I mean, we saw what happened to Ben Stokes in the World Cup final a few months ago. It can happen, can't it? It can happen to the best of them. Hoggard's got one of the worst figures in the country, and he was an England bowler for years.
Yeah, it can happen. It can happen like that. But it's just how you come back now. Obviously, it's happened. You can't do too much about it, but it's how he comes back, and I think he'll come back stronger. And what topped off, he got first ball as well, so he wasn't too happy about that either. But yeah, it happens to the best, and the best always come back stronger.
One of those nights, just consign it to history, move on to the next game.
I think we put up a pretty good show. I think we what you got 180. I think anywhere else around the country, then it might be a winning total. So we take a lot of positives from this game. The way we went about it, the way we tried to strike boundaries when we could. So I think it's a good step in the right direction.